You know, it's been about a year since an Italian band from Rome released an album called Waikiki Leaks, Swing Luau. We were intrigued since we were told only the band leader Flavio speaks English and none of the members had ever been to the islands. They learned the songs listening to a classic radio show, Territorial Airways, with Harry B. Sorio Jr. So today we introduce you to Flavio Peschetto, singing a classic with his lead singer and girlfriend, Miss Faro. Take a listen to a charming rendition of Andy Cummings' Waikiki. You just may hear the slightest Italian accent.
Memories out of the past, memories that always will last, of a place beside the sea.
That my heart is yearning, my thoughts are always returning.
And we caught up with Flavio earlier this year, shortly after he landed in Texas. We wanted to know what the story was behind the title of the album, Waikiki Leaks. But just as the virus was tightening its hold on Italy, Flavio decided it was best to leave the U.S. to return home to ride out the crisis with his family and friends. Here's Flavio.
At the beginning, it was just a whirlpool, because when I was recording the album and when I was put together the musician, the WikiLeaks thing was on the television. So it was like a sound that came in my mind. And so I blended the Waikiki beach and Waikiki music with the WikiLeaks. Then I realized that was much more than a whirlpool, because listen to the Territorial Airways shows of Harry Soria Jr. In some ways, Harry was leaking out all the mystery of Hawaiian music, no? So in that time, I was discovering the music, I was starting the steel guitar. So to me, it's like something to get in touch with something was mysterious. It was a secret, because we don't listen too much white music, no. So it was very new for me, and it was like kind of magic, a kind of secret, you know. So I started studying steel guitar, and I started listening to Territorial Airways radio and all the famous Hawaiian player, and tried to figure out the way how they played, the style of the steel guitar, and that was the beginning of Waikiki Leaks and my interest about Hawaiian music.
How did you get to know Harry B. Sorio?
I found on internet his great website, you know, with all the radio shows. This is the first time I get Harry Sorio. Then later, I discovered we had a friend who lives in Rome. She is a hula teacher, and she knows very well Harry, because she studied with Harry's wife, Kilohana.
I see. So that's how you folks got together.
Yes, right. And this woman, her name is Gail Roberts, teaches hula in Rome.
So tell us about your band, because I understand that none of your band members have ever been to Hawaii.
No, never. Me too. Never been there.
Well, hopefully you get here someday.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And so was it strange for them to be recording this kind of music, not ever, you know, seeing the islands and experiencing the culture?
In some ways, yes, but not so much, because we usually play swing music. I usually play traditional jazz music, which is blended with the Hawaiian culture, no? In the Hapa'ole style, along the music from 1920s, 30s, 40s, which was blended a lot with the traditional jazz swing music from the U.S. So that kind of similarity for us was a good start to do ourselves in the Hawaiian music.
So when somebody hires you to play, do they hire you to play Hawaiian swing music, or they hire you to play jazz, and then you kind of sneak in some of these numbers?
Now in Rome, they hire me to play Hawaiian music because they know that I have a band, a Hawaiian swing band, and I play that style. So they look me for play Hawaiian music. But often I go to play with, especially with my girlfriend, with Francesca Fire, with the singer of the Waikiki Leaks. We're going to play also swing music, traditional jazz music. So we play both.
What is the response like when you break out with this music?
Oh, there is interest. There's interest, yeah, because it's something that is new. And then there is something that is very close to the swing music. And actually in Rome, we have a very good scene of swing music, traditional jazz music, especially for dancers, no? You know, the Lindy Hop dancers. Dance school, so for them it's funny because they can dance the Lindy Hop over music that is not traditional jazz, but it looks like and it sounds exotic, no?
Do you have a favorite song?
Oh, so many. So many, really. I think my favorite music could be Alfredo Paca and Village Serenaders and Pu Almeida and this great band with Benny Sachs on vibraphone.
I do love your rendition of Waikiki.
Waikiki, yeah. Waikiki is a great classic, and of course, yeah. And there's another word that we love so much. The song is called Waikiki on a Rainy Night and was recorded by Pu Almeida back in the 50s. And it's a song that I learned from Harry B. radio show. And we recorded again. And probably no one recorded since the 1950s. For me, it's a very special song, and I think it's the same for Harry B. So it's the kind of a song that we link each other together, you know? And that song I love very much.
What was it like when you finally got to meet Harry B. Sorio?
Harry was at the release party of the Waikiki Leaks album in Rome at the beginning of 2019.
Very fitting that he was able to make it.
Yeah, very nice. It was an honor for us, yeah. It's a kind of a dream, yeah. You know, I was a very big fan of Harry, and when I met him, it was like, wow, one of the best days of my life.
We've been talking to Flavio Paschetto, band leader of a group from Italy who recently released a CD, Waikiki Leaks Swing Luau.